Today, with the feast day of St. Joseph, you know, there's a lot of talk about, especially for men in the church, a sense of hero. And then I was thinking of St. Joseph, I was thinking, well, you know, he's certainly the hero of all heroes. Because one of the things or descriptions of a hero is someone who enters into kind of chaos. And I mean, we like order. We like, things working fine. And then something happens and chaos ensues and lack of safety. And what happens, I think, when we see, we watch a hero, is that he jumps in the middle of all of that and certainly protects and keeps safe, but brings about the peace again and brings about calm. And so, because I think we do like order but the one who goes in usually has an idea of sacrifice, self-sacrifice, giving of himself, going beyond what the norm really is, you know, to guide others through this chaos so that things will help. And kind of enter into the battle, you know, on behalf of others and protect those most in need to bring that order back. And I think that this hopefully appeals to a lot of men in their spirituality. I think God kind of built it, not that it's only for that, for men, but then I think there's something that does connect, and that's why maybe St. Joseph becomes a great saint for a lot of men, and why they've taken him as a saint, as their patron saint, because most of them certainly that he gives us that idea of not caring necessarily for himself, but then in self-sacrifice for others. And so you take a look at the two major events in the gospel, right? We have a woman who is found to be with child, what is more vulnerable and probably chaotic is as a new birth, and a new life being brought into the world. And so becomes very a fragile part of that time, and to have someone kind of step up to the plate, and Joseph ends up doing that, knowing that there are other things that could have happened that would have been a disaster. And so he sort of takes charge and then guides them into safety. And I think the same thing with Herod, as now there's message that Herod is going to kind of kill, is seeking to kill Jesus. And so he, through his own sacrifices, takes up what needs to be done and goes and does it, at his own personal cost, because to do something like that, And I think that when we take a look at the great stories, something that I throw out, of course, for me, it would be like the Lord of the Rings, where there's now chaos and evil is present, and Joseph and Frodo kind of makes the decision to go, and I'll do it. I'll take care of it. And I think that that's a great example, I think, for all of us, and what makes him a saint, St. Joseph, because that's exactly what he does, to protect. And so we think of people, that's why we call firemen run into a building with, a child who's left in the building, sacrificing his own life, or a policeman, when there's hostage situations, to keep the people safe in the midst of kind of chaos. Same thing, too, in our own families, right? I mean, fathers of the family are supposed to do that, and it's such a crime, I think, for the family when father's the cause of chaos in the family, cause of disruption, whether through sort of sin of adultery or other kinds of things that just don't bring that sense of peace, especially thinking of a little child, or children in the family, when they're not safe because the father of the family doesn't provide that kind of space. And I think that that's why it's so wonderful when a child, thinks of his father as a hero, is his or her little child's hero, because there is that sense that, if something went wrong, he would protect us even with his life. And I think that when people of faith, that's, I think, what we need in the church. We need some men who are heroes in the faith and willing to sacrifice, And I think especially in this day and age, in what we have, and what it's awful when the opposite happens. And so as we take St. Joseph, and it's the year of St. Joseph, I pray, especially in our own parish, that it be, sort of the year when that happens here. It doesn't mean that it's exclusively for men, and I'm not going to go down that road that often the the politically correct police kind of force us to do. But in speaking, especially on this feast day, to the men of the parish, you know, that in the chaos of this world with a pandemic and then and certainly with the lack of faith in our young people, to see men see this chaos and say, in my own self-sacrifice, rather than self-protection, you know, I'll do something about it. We need to do something to bring something back again. And I think hopefully through the intercession of St. Joseph, who went protected and not only just provided a safe place for Jesus and Mary, but also then allowed Jesus to come into the full of his call for God, just like hopefully all of your children have come to see. May that be through the intercession of this year with the great feast of St. Joseph today. We pray for the intercession and for all those who are consecrating themselves to St. Joseph, that you see that call, that all of us pick up the charge as our patron saint to bring some sort of peace and God's presence in the midst of a pretty chaotic world.